Okay, let's take a look at the words from chapter 4. Number 32 means to hear or to obey, and that is pronounced shama, shama. Now, words 33 through 35 go together. We have in number 33 the noun evil, in 34 the verb to be evil, and in 35 the adjective evil. When you get to the Hebrew pronunciation for numbers for each of these, they can sound quite similar. If someone were reading these words rapidly, they would all sound identical to each other. They would sound simply as ra, ra, ra. Now, the first two words, 33 and 34, the noun form of evil and the verb form to be evil, there's another way of pronouncing those, especially if you wanted to be very technical and explain that there actually are two syllables in these words. In that case, they would be pronounced ra-a, ra-a, ra-a. And, you know, technically the noun has an H sound at the end, but that's not very audible, and whereas the verb form does not. Just to summarize, 33, evil noun, that can be pronounced either ra or ra-a. 34, to be evil, can be pronounced either ra or ra-a. And 35, the adjective evil, can be pronounced ra. The next word is one we've seen earlier, number 5, meaning justice, and that's pronounced mishpat, mishpat. Then we have another word we've seen earlier, number 6, righteousness, tzedakah, tzedakah. Word 36 means breath or wind, and it is pronounced ruach, ruach. Word 37 means hope or cord, and it's pronounced tikvah, tikvah. Word 38 is weight, and that is pronounced kava, kava. Word 39, which means law, or a better translation would be instruction, is pronounced Torah, Torah, Torah.